This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. It's hard when you got three picks in the second round, and it's the official Brett Veach dawn of the day. We are now joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, let's just get right to it, buddy. Josh Simmons, left tackle. Here's my theory. If it works out and he's that great, he's about the age of 28. He's locked up at left tackle. By then, Mahomes is about 34, 35. And all of a sudden, Mahomes isn't going to be able to run around as much anymore. He needs that stability at left tackle. What say you, Mr. Holthus, to that theory?
Love that theory. Let's say Sua Maatea hits at left guard. You've got the best center in the league. You get a long-term deal with Trey Smith. And now you're rocking and firing. He would have been, Josh Simmons, would have been the top tackle taken had he not hurt his patella tendon. And that's just there. I mean, maybe Campbell, but they would have been 1-2-2-1. And so to get this guy, yes, there's risk, and you've got to rely on your doctors as much too as Rick and his staff. But our team docs have done a fabulous job. John Paul Schreppel, JP's done a fantastic job. Darsh Thompson, I'm gonna leave some of them out, but it's the cooperation between them, your trainers, your coaches. Think Trey Smith here. Trey Smith is Exhibit A of those guys working together and having a big-time deal ahead. So Simmons has just loads of athletic talent, and if he comes back from this injury, you could have your left tackle for 8 years.
You know, that's a point Lou Riddick made on ESPN last night too, Mitch. He was talking about, you know, Rick and the team docs, and they're like, if you're going to go to a spot, Kansas City's great when it comes to getting guys ready to play. And you can think about the Mahomes stuff and, you know, working on his ankle and knee and all that kind of stuff during the postseason and how they got him back fast and ready to go. And so I think that's an understated, underrated part of this entire pick. Like, he's not going to an organization that has, you know, the guy who put the needle in the side of Tyrod Taylor and punctured his lung as a doctor. We've got like legitimate people here that can get guys back and ready to go.
Yeah, I just spoke at a conference for these guys 2 weeks ago, and I talked about Paul Schreppel putting Mahomes's, ironically, his like patella area, this kneecap back in place in 2019. And it was the biggest moment that we've forgotten about. But it's the cooperation. Like, leave your ego at the table. The Ducks aren't worried about, hey, I'm the smartest guys here and or gals, and so we're going to take over. Or Rick and Tiffany and the rest of his crew saying, no, we're going to, or the coaches or scouts. It's everybody working together. And when you get that kind of rhythm horizontally and vertically, I talk about it all the time, then you trust this decision. Now, this injury is not an ACL or MCL. I mean, this is the hubcap. On the, and I'm not an orthopedist, but the patellar tendon is tricky, and the rehab from it is not an easy rehab. And so we're talking, he got injured on October the 12th. So curious how much he'll be able to do even at training camp. I heard he's going to be ready to go. Okay, we'll see. We don't know, but we'll see how his next 60 days go. But he's athletic. If take the injury aside, I love the fact that at San Diego State, and by the way, he went to Alex Smith's high school.
Oh,
that to me is, yeah, Helix High. Very, very good program in San Diego. And that's where Josh went. But he was a right tackle at San Diego State. And if you go back and watch his video, you'll see how they used him. He was on the move and athletic. And then his 2023 season was very, very, very good at Ohio State. And they didn't win the national championship, but they made a run at it. What Andy Reid loves to do with all of his linemen, but his tackles, is have them on the move. This isn't just one-on-one pass blocking for Mahomes. The screen game, the inside power game, they have to be man block, zone block. But the tackles have to move. The guards have to move. The centers have to move. And so that's what's unique about Andy's offense. And if healthy, Simmons fits that because his feet, his agility, his athleticism are great.
Mitch, before we get into the strategy of tonight, I want to ask you, because we've kind of been on the same page, I think, in our thought process with what the division is tired of, and that is tired of losing to the Chiefs. And the two best running backs in the draft last night wind up smack dab in the middle of the AFC West. Chargers, we know they're going to run the ball now 60 times a game. You throw Jenty with Bowers in Vegas, and a nightmare of mine has come true.
Well, and they got, yeah, and you got Najee Harris also as a Charger now, too. So you got two power running backs, and you've got a tag team there. I think Janty's really good. I think Maurice Jones-Drew, the Jags running back, is kind of what I see in Jenty. And I think he's going to be a really good player. And to put him with Brock Bowers, yeah, we got challenges here. But I also thought Denver did an excellent job. And he's to get Jahdae Barron, who's outstanding, I think, and you put him with Surtain, and you're going to get a big-time secondary like they had when they had Tlaib and Harris and those guys. So I thought the division did very well, but so did the Chiefs, because if Simmons hits, man, you've got a pick as good as any of the other three that we just talked about.
Well, and the other thing that we're not talking about, and I don't think many people will because it's so insignificant at this point in time, but trading with Philadelphia, Mitch, and moving down one spot because Philly was fearing somebody was going to jump the Chiefs and take the guy that they wanted, so they made that pick. And then you get that fifth-round pick, which you didn't have, you know, going into this draft. And so not only did you move down a spot, still get the guy that you wanted, you also pick up another fifth-round pick. Like, that's a quietly really good move by Brett Veach.
Yeah, this is such a Veach play. That's when I saw it happen. We were live on Facebook Live, Matt McMullen and myself, and we're getting this first flying, right? It's and you're thinking, all right, the Philly, one slot seems weird, and then what do you get as the extra pick? And the three of us really were all kind of predicting the same thing earlier in the week, that the Chiefs would trade out of the pick. But I didn't think you'd still get the guy you wanted at 31 and get a pick in the fifth round. So this has got a Veach triple Bobby Witt Jr. to the gap all over it. Veach does it again. That fifth-round pick now does a lot. I told you guys today, I'm super excited about tonight and tomorrow. Don't sleep on Saturday, is the land of milk and honey, to have the end of second, actually beginning of third, which seems like almost the same area pick, 95, and now to get a fifth to get thrown in there gives you a couple things. One, there's plenty of day one starter potential in the three picks you have tonight if you stay put. But the fifth round pick gives you some extra equity if you want to package and move. I just put it out on X, Twitter, that there's so many good players left. There's so many day one starters here. The corners got pushed back last night. So did the safeties. I'm stunned that Emmanuel, the safety from South Carolina, is still on the board.
He
won't last there long. If you watch the video of him, I thought Ed Reed.
Ooh.
I seriously thought it. I love Starks. So I think that's a great pick. I'm not dissing that pick. But we pushed all these safeties down and all of the corners down for the most part. When Travis Hunter was the only corner, so to speak, and he's a half a corner, taken in the first 19 picks, that's a rarity.
Yeah.
There's always a run, a push, something gets left and pushed down. That's corner and safety to me.
That's interesting because it had the feel of a Chris Jones getting pushed down to the second day of the draft yesterday with that kid from South Carolina, you know?
No question. I may be wrong. I think he's going to be a good pro, maybe a great pro. But these corners that are still there, Azariah Thomas of Florida State, I like. I mentioned that. I love Siobhan Revelle, who got injured early at East Carolina and had his 24th season wiped out. But if you go back and watch his previous video, that dude I think is going to be a star. And Fitz of Spags. I'm looking at Spags Fitz, right? They want to tackle. They're big. They're agile. And can move. They may not win the fastest 40 time, but they're not slow. And it's just think of Spags as corners. And there's a whole bunch of guys already that are still there today on the board to possibly move up or stay where you're at and still have them.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate the time. Enjoy day two, day three, and all the days of the draft. I'll do my best, as always, sir, to respect you and always think of you and stay focused.
Well, this is where, and Bob, tell me, this is where he gets focused drift. He's all excited about Thursday night, shiny toy. And then Friday, he's like, I think I'm going to go golfing. This is when it all happens. Mm-hmm. And again, don't sleep on Saturday. If you lose your focus on Saturday, that's minus 10 points.
It is a big loss for him on Saturday. Mitch, we'll see you on Monday morning. Looking forward to recapping the whole draft and seeing which guys are going to be future all pros. And I will leave you with this to all the people out there who are saying it must be nice to be the Chiefs and Eagles to be able to draft guys. They put themselves in this position. This is what hard work is all about.
It's also the reason why I'm as excited, maybe more excited, about tonight than last night.
No doubt about it. Mitch, take care and have a good weekend.
See you, boys.
Real quick, before I give the out of left field question, Micah Parsons had Abdul Carter in his podcast last night. Did you see it?
No.
Okay. Micah Parsons, quote, you got to wear that number 11. Abdul Carter responds, I don't know, I got a different number in mind. Micah Parsons then asks, what number do you have in mind? Abdul Carter goes, I don't know. Hard pause. 56 sounds real good.
Oh, my God. Now,
easy.
I'm just now picturing Lawrence Taylor this guy talking about this, right?
Hey, Michael Irvin gave it to CeeDee Lamb.
I mean, if LT says
it's Dez Bryant who gave it to CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And Michael Irvin gave it to Dez Bryant.
You got to catch Lawrence after he's had one of those 41 Coors Lights that he had on draft night when he was drafted. How was draft night for you? Hell if I know. I had 41 Coors Lights. I don't remember anything.
That was Mitch Holtis, and all draft-related interviews are brought to you by Powell Exteriors, J&M Displays, Salvation Army as well. Coming up
that's
on the
That's a lot
other
of
side.
Pressure for yourself, though, if you want to wear that number,
no doubt
brother.
About
oh, my God.
Maybe the best to do it.